Welcome to the first in a series of podcasts discussing a revolutionary OD project delivered with Conswater Homes in Belfast that's all about bringing the future to the workplace of today. This project has been a true facilitator of change. The organisational mindset and that of individuals within it has transformed over the last year or so, with input from all and the opportunity to create an environment where the changes have become established as business as usual. Productivity, personal growth, and connection to the customer have all registered a step change forward. This has culturally reorientated the organisation in a way that has made it more resilient and better able to exploit future opportunities. At the heart of the change sits a newly shaped colleague proposition, Conswater Connect, enabling Conswater to continually make strides forward in retaining and attracting talent by creating a new competitive edge in the employment marketplace. Our podcasts over the next month or so are conversations with a range of key contributors to this project, documenting their journey and views on the progress made. And I'm delighted to start these conversations with Catherine Waterworth, Director of Operations at Conswater, and one of the senior leadership team members who influenced the work with us. So Catherine, welcome, and thank you very much for joining us today.
Delighted, Denise. Thank you for having me.
So Catherine, what was in your mind leading up to the start of this project? What were your hopes and what were any fears?
Well, when we were leading up to this, I really hoped that we would come up with something that would be modern and that the staff and the whole team would embrace. And I was concerned that we had been quite inflexible for a number of years. Even though we thought we were being equitable, we were really treating people exactly the same, and exactly the same doesn't actually mean flexibility or equity for everyone, because everyone needs something different. So I really was hopeful that we would find something that could suit a variety of people, a variety of needs, a variety of their wants as well. I suppose my fears were that it was impossible and that we wouldn't be able to do it, because you can't please everyone. But I really hoped that we could move away from like the rigid way that we were working, where it was so quite inflexible from the 9 to 4:30. And while we wanted to do something, COVID really forced us to move extremely quickly. We didn't have time to think at some times, you know, so, and sometimes that's good. Thrown in the deep end makes you realize what can work whenever you think it can't work. So I mean, that was good.
Yeah, absolutely. So it sounds like your starting point, as you said, was going from an organization that was quite constrained in some ways, and that this has really opened things up.
Yeah, well, I've heard one ex-employee who moved on, for not because she wasn't happy with us, but I will say quickly, but because she moved on to a different complete sector that she wanted to work in. She described us at one stage like one of the old family organizations from like the 50s, where you really cared about everyone and you wanted everyone to take them away and do things for them. You really want them to do things, but you wanted to know where they were, and you wanted to know they were in on time and that they had to be there. And it was very like rigid and inflexible. But at the same time, it wasn't because you didn't care or you didn't really like people. It was nearly but it was quite funny when she described it like that. I sort of thought, oh, right, you know. But she felt that it was such a lovely place to work that she moved on to a completely different sector. So she said that she was sad to leave us, but that she could see that we were, even then, she had spent a bit of time at the beginning of COVID with us. And she said the change that she could see by this relinquishing of control by the managers was amazing. So, I mean, that sort of made me think, oh, my goodness, are we worse than we think we are? And yeah, we probably were worse than we thought we were. I hold my hands up when I reflect on reflection and having time to have considered things. Hindsight's wonderful.
Isn't it?
It is wonderful. But yes, we would have been expected people in, and someone used to say, I like to see the whites of their eyes to make sure that they're here and they're, and you know, they're working. But really, you know, just because people are there doesn't mean they're working, you know. So
no.
It was actually a real eye-opener for us with COVID, because we had no choice. People had to be allowed freedom, yeah, to do whatever was necessary for them to function and for them to be able to work, and they did. They did, yeah, it extremely well. Yeah. And I mean, so from that point of view, it was actually, I think we've actually done better than what we probably would have set out to do if we had, yeah, to plan something and hadn't had COVID force a lot of things on us.
So Catherine, what specific changes have you made and seen as a director then as a result of this project?
We have made changes, particularly in the way that everyone can choose to work. Originally, we would have all been in the office and desk bound, or those that were out and about doing whatever they needed to do were out and in and out and in. Now, staff can choose to be in the office on, well, they've picked it. They said they'd like to be in 3 days a week, and out or elsewhere on other days. So we said, okay, go for it, and let's see how we do. Now, the teams manage themselves. That each of the middle managers, they work differently with their teams. We have some staff here in 5 days a week because that's how they like to work. Not everyone works the same, but they all manage how their departments work and how they interact with each other, and it is working excellently. Some staff have maybe not in for a full week because just whatever they're doing that week, they don't need to be in the office. And as long as their manager knows what they're doing and how it's working, then we've left it up to them. Whenever we empowered them at this stage to say, this is how we're moving forward, we don't need to know everything.
Yeah.
And I think that was one thing that we kind of, as a senior leadership team, always wanted to know everything. And I suppose that letting go like that was one of the things that we have all learned how to do. So we don't need to know everything. If there's a problem and you bring it to us, then we'll deal with the problem. But you guys need to sort out your problems yourselves. You need to work with each other. Really, you're all at that level now and you've got loads of experience. You know, we shouldn't have to know anything that isn't really that important. I don't need to know if somebody's on leave or something's happening.
Yeah.
And what days they're in or where they are if they're not there. As long as they're working and things are being done and you're happy and you know, well, then that's up to you. It's working well. Of course, I have my teams and their leaders or their teams are they directly report with me. So they talk me through how they're working. But I don't necessarily talk that through with Jacqueline or Jackie because we have other things and a bigger strategic look and things and how we need to work. So, but it's working well. And they really have embraced that way of working, and they work well with each other. And I honestly feel the vibes about the place when they're in for different things. They're really positive and really good. And I think they're really enjoying it. I think they're enjoying being empowered to do those things and trusted to do them. So that's one big thing.
Yeah.
And obviously technology. I mean, they've all got lots of, like, they've got laptops and mostly a lot of them work with iPads. We've introduced another portal for the staff who are out and about, who deal with frontline staff who are dealing with the customers. And from that point of view, working with the customers has improved. We've enabled a portal where they can report things themselves or upload documents. And I mean, MyCons, what it's called, it all links in real time in with our housing management system. And I mean, it was slow in the uptake to get some people to sign up to it, but we've got about a third of our tenants on now who are using it, and they're loving it, and it's making life easier all round. I mean, even the estate assistants, the guys who are out in the vans and they're doing work, they can upload their photos and it goes into the property files. And I mean, it's just streamlining things so much and saving so much time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, given what you've said about where you came from, those, you know, moving to self-managed teams, that's a really big thing for any organisation. But given where you've come from, that's sort of a huge journey, and I know a really successful one. And then, as you say, the increased digitalization and the introduction of things that you would never have seen in terms of customer service. So some really great stuff there. So what next do you think for the future workplace at Conswater? What next?
I think for the future workplace of Conswater will have to be dictated by the staff team. I feel that they, for us to turn around and say, oh, let's try this next or look at something. I have ideas, but they're my ideas.
Yeah.
I want the staff and the team to come with requests. Think about what way. They're the ones on the ground, Denise, who are working and they're dealing, they're the ones that are customer facing and they're dealing with the customers. And they're the ones that need to come and ask us and tell us what works and can we implement something that makes this better? I mean, incremental improvements possibly or something larger. I don't know. I want them to come to us and tell us because they're the ones that are doing it and they need to let us know what can improve what they're already doing and come along. And, do you know, a few years ago, we probably would have said, oh, well, maybe it's okay. No, we want it to be better. If we can improve this and make this better and even more attractive for the staff, well, then they need to tell us what needs to happen and what works because we're not the ones on the ground.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that we are going to be speaking to a couple of staff members as part of these podcasts. So we will get to hear what they think. But again, huge changes there, huge progress, and all of it for the good of the staff and your customers. So that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Catherine.
And you're very welcome.
Thanks all for listening. And look out for the next podcast in the series reflecting on bringing the future to the workplace of today at Conswater. Thank you.